Welcome to Tell Me Something Good. Join us every week as we break down trends, share our personal journeys, and explore the world of wellness. It's going to be real, unfiltered, and above all else, we will always give you something good.
So I have to move.
You need to ask to move back.
I do all that time. Stuff in post edit, all right?
So, oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay.
But I have to sacrifice my camera position so you look pretty.
Let me think about that. Yes. Yes, you do.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens behind the scenes.
Are you already recording?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So the people can see the truth.
How interesting.
Because we're going to be talking about that today, the truth behind what you see online.
Yep. It's not just
Face. Let me make sure I've got the right camera set up. I do. I'm just... Sometimes, you know when you're firing on all cylinders? It's boom, boom, bang, bang.
It's unreal.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
So, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's just something
good? You ready for my something good?
Yeah. I'm hoping it's not the same as mine.
I doubt it. This is good if anyone likes, true crime, conspiracy theories, unsolved mysteries.
Oh, we do have a request for doing an episode about conspiracy theories.
Oh, great.
Because I got a bunch. They're not conspiracy theories because they're real. But
yeah, this one actually is real.
Okay.
It's not just it was a theory for a long time, but now it's been proven that it actually is real.
Okay.
So this is about the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's already come out.
And
they declassified all that stuff.
But do you know all the...
Yeah, I know the
Do you know
story.
Exactly what happened?
Yeah, the CIA and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like the... I didn't know the whole story behind it. And this is the Rob Reiner and Soledad O'Brien did a 9-part podcast series on this. It's on radio, which is a little funky. You have to download the app. You don't have to pay for it, but you do have to stream it through that app. But it's just well done. I mean, she's a she's a very good reporter. And then he has been obsessed with this, I guess, since he was a child, basically. But he figured it all out. And so he kind of walks her and the audience through at a very basic level what happened, because it's really complicated. I don't even think I could sit down and necessarily just explain it in one conversation.
No, I would need to revisit it. But yeah, I mean, Bush
was behind
it.
It's a lot of double agent
stuff. Well, I even saw a video just the other day and they slowed it down. You can see the exact moment where he has Secret Service running alongside the car.
Yeah.
Someone in the car behind orders them to turn around and stop. And you can see them both saying what? No. And then he gets shot.
I haven't heard anything about that, but.
Yeah, it goes deep.
Yeah,
it goes really deep.
There wasn't one shooter, long story short.
Right.
And Lee Harvey Oswald was only one part.
Yeah.
He wasn't the mastermind.
Yeah, he was the full guy.
Yes, he was the patsy, which he said right before he died.
Yeah. But what's good about that? Just that it was entertaining?
It's just so fascinating and interesting and definitely shows you why today Americans have so little. I mean, I think a lot of people actually don't know the depths of this deception by the government.
Part of that is down to the news, because they should have been putting that out. When all this information came out, it wasn't put on mainstream
media. You would think, I know, it's crazy to me. Even this podcast, I'm why wasn't this it came out, I think, in November. Yeah. I'm why wasn't this the biggest podcast? It does take a little bit of mental gymnastics to you can't just sit there and let your brain go when you're listening to it, because it's complicated. But at the same time, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, because it makes you think what else is being hidden from us.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, too, is that there's still some stuff that's redacted in the declassified files.
Yes.
So the people are who protected? Because most of those people involved are dead. So and the only reason you can really redact stuff if it's a national security risk. So really does this go to was there foreign aid help? How deep does it really go?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet, but from what I understand, Russia did potentially play a part.
But that couldn't
come out, or we would have gone to nuclear war.
I mean, JFK was ruffling a lot of feathers.
Yes, and that's why he died.
Yeah.
Mainly it's the CIA. He went behind the back of the CIA.
Yeah.
And they were operating at the time they were acting like their own democracy. Yeah. Like they fully believed mm-hmm. that their charter stated yeah. they can do whatever they want outside of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Like what? It's unbelievable to me. And it's so sad because he wanted peace. And I think the yeah. world would potentially be better. I'm not saying there'd be world peace, but like, I don't know that Vietnam would have happened.
Peace was too expensive. There was a lot of money at stake.
Khrushchev also, they were on the same page.
Yeah.
And unfortunately got him killed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just fascinating. If you like history or mysteries, I highly recommend
the name of it.
The podcast is called, I can't look at my phone. I will put it in the show notes.
Okay.
About that.
Will you? You'll put it in the show notes?
I'm sure it's something like
JFK.
JFK.
Just look for JFK.
Unsolved Mystery. Actually, yeah, you know what? I'll do it right now too.
Oh, don't mess up the recording.
It's okay, just for a second. How many people are actually watching it? Five?
Not as many people as it should be. A lot more people listen. I'd say like 1%. Yeah. If that.
Well, listen, guys, if you want to see just raw beauty and stunning levels of, dare I say, perfection, I think you should tune into the video version because we are both just.
Whoa, I think what?
The human race has never looked better.
Wow. That's a bold, bold claim. I think what we should do is start making some like exclusive video only stuff. So that way you have to tune in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I get it. People also, like a lot of people drive and listen. So, you know.
Just sidebar for a moment. Yes. I definitely want to keep talking about that.
Is this something that should
it's called Who Killed JFK.
Oh, so it's
okay. Really, that's a tough one to figure out.
Yeah.
Who Killed JFK, iHeartRadio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so my something good is something you've been partaking in.
Oh,
is
you
the,
tell, sir.
The mouth tape.
A cup of tea.
That's so racist.
I'm sorry.
mouth tape in at night.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, I mean, it's been maybe for about 6 months, I feel like it's kind of popped around online, and hostage tape have been doing a big push.
I mean, I'll tell you, it came out with the publication of James Nestor's book called Breathe that came out 2.5-3 years ago. And he talks about mouth taping
really
and
popped
breath.
On Instagram. I feel like that's what made us take notice. That's a great book.
It's a great book. I haven't read it.
But I've done the Blinkist version of it. So, but yeah, good. And I've seen plenty of his work. Yeah, breathing is very important. And so, you know, the whole premise behind the mouth breathing is that we're essentially all breathing wrong at night.
Yeah.
And we should all be breathing through our noses. It's actually really made me think when I'm running and stuff, like maybe I should tape up when I run.
I think about it all the time now. It's my Roman Empire.
But, you know, putting all the science aside, that's more of an episode-y thing. I don't know about you, but I've certainly felt like I'm sleeping better. I wake up and I feel like I've slept.
Yeah, I feel different when I wake up, for sure.
Yeah.
My stats aren't showing that I'm sleeping better, but I do feel different when I wake up.
No, my stats were great before because I really worked on getting my deep sleep up and everything, but I just feel, I can feel the difference.
Yeah. And your mouth isn't like,
oh my
disgusting.
God, yeah, I don't wake up with like a scratchy throat from breathing through my mouth.
Yep.
Supposedly it hasn't really helped with snoring.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about getting John to try, but if you feel like it doesn't.
No, but I think the snoring is to do with where your tongue is. Having your mouth closed doesn't really help that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a really interesting experiment. That's something I'm definitely gonna keep doing. So obviously hostage tape are the biggest brand.
Yeah, but you know, I haven't tried it, but like it's just so much more expensive than
I just got the
regular
K-tape.
I just kind of feel like I don't need it. I don't need my mouth duct tape shut. Like I just need a very light.
Oh, so you see,
like I could probably just almost have like scotch tape, honestly, because yeah, I don't need like, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I had gone through a couple of different types.
You're like a violent.
Yeah. And like I'd wake up and there'd be like tape on my leg. And, you know,
what
I'm
is
like,
happening?
It'd be 20 minutes into my stretching. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, it's on my elbow. So I just get the KT tape and cut that into bits and,
yep, that's what I do too.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's been really good. I recommend everyone trying it. It can feel a bit weird and a bit claustrophobic at first if that's something that you typically go to.
Yeah.
But definitely worth a try. And like I said, the numbers don't really reflect. So there's two of us that's happened with. but I can definitely feel the difference. I just feel, even when I wake up, I just like, if it's 1 a.m, I'm just like, I just feel good.
Same with me.
And then I, you know, back to sleep. So definitely recommend giving it a go.
Sometimes though, it's really funny because this is so funny, I think. So John, my husband, I love him so much, but you know, he snores a little bit. Some nights more than others. And so So I like poke, you know, I'll poke him, I'll nudge him. And then if it keeps going, sometimes I have to be like, you know, you're snoring. But now I'm like,
we should have
like,
on
what?
Hands.
I'm like, because I don't want to take it off.
Yeah.
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 It's amazing what he puts up with.
Kids look at me a little weird if I have to like go in their room and.
Yeah.
No.
He's like, what are you doing?
But I'm telling you, don't knock until you try.
Don't. And like, listen, when we have like great posture in 20 years, you'll know why.
It helps posture.
Have you seen those images of people that like are mouth breathers versus people that breathe through their nose? So like if you're a mouth breather, it kind of like contributes toward like putting your chin out. Like this is why you get like jowls and things, because they say like you're jutting your mouth out and like inhibits posture
versus
you're like breathing it, you know, into your nose and everything. Yeah. That's why it helps with the.
Now, we should throw a medical disclaimer in here. Just in case someone tries it and then they suffocate.
Right. Like if you have
nasal issues or deviated septum.
Or if you hear this and you're already like sweating because you're getting an anxiety attack.
Do it at your
like,
own risk.
Nope, not
but
for you.
Something we've been doing and it's been good.
Yeah.
And I like foresee myself continuing.
Totally. And I also feel like, assuming you don't have like, you know, issues with your nose and or your nasal passages, it's definitely like low cost entry, right? Like you could go like, you know, do a cold plunge, but like you could also just, you know, not like they do the same thing, but like if you want to try something trendy that's wellnessy.
Yeah. And it's not, it's a low.
Throw some tape on your mouth.
Low barrier to entry.
Exactly. Yeah. Low barrier to entry.
Yeah. All right. So what are we going to rap about today?
So today we're talking about something that is in, that I caught wind of this week. Like a breaking news.
Did we look into it though? I actually didn't look into the backstory.
Yes, I will tell you. So there was a piece published in The Guardian about 6 days ago. I'm not remembering his name at the moment, but by a journalist who essentially did like this deep dive on Jay Shetty. Now, part of the way I prepared for this is I looked at, there's this YouTuber named Kia's World. Do you follow her at all? She basically, I was a little skeptical of her at first, but now I actually really love her. She essentially does these like deep dives on people in the wellness world, personal development world. And she really like researches their backgrounds and just investigates what they're doing and to see if it's real or not. And she actually like puts people on blast that she feels like are not being truthful.
I've seen a guy do that with like the Grant Cardone's like business stuff.
Grant Cardone is sketchy as hell.
Allegedly.
Everything's alleged. So she did, I think maybe almost a year ago, she did kind of a deep dive on Jay Shetty. He has been caught plagiarizing, I think a year ago. That's been like documented. He took all those things down. He never admitted it, but all of it just mysteriously vanished from his materials.
Should we pause for a second and just explain who he is?
Yeah, I will. But I'm trying to say like my source is this woman, Kia's World, among the actual article. Yeah. So Jay Shetty, he is somebody in the personal development space. He has a podcast, which is probably, if you've heard his name, that's probably where you've heard his name. His podcast has become very, very successful. He interviewed President Biden. You know, basically he married J-Lo and Ben, like he officiated their wedding. Any kind of big name you can think of, they've probably been on his podcast.
He coached Oprah and Usher. And so he kind of coaches that kind of caliber of superstar.
Yes. And he does his podcast. He's written two books. He offers a lifestyle certification program.
That's right.
Now.
Yes.
That lasts, I think, like 7 months. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But his whole thing. And I started following him quite a while ago before he was well known at all. He really was kind of just getting started in the wellness space, I would say. Nobody knew who he was.
I have his latest book. I downloaded it. And
the
I've,
romance one?
Love. Yeah. Some, and I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. So his whole thing, and this is why I just thought he was so interesting initially, is that he claims that he grew up in, he's of Indian descent, but he grew up in London, totally living a normal life. And then he went to a random lecture by a monk when he was 18. And he just was like, he had this like epiphany, this aha moment where it just resonated so deeply with him that he decided he wanted to like study what it is to be a monk. And he actually decided to be a monk. And in his story, he says that he lived at an ashram in a monastery for 3 years, basically didn't know what was going on in the world, took a vow of silence. Like, you know, you think he's in India, like literally like in a cave for 3 years. Like that's the way you think of it.
And by the way, he talks about that a lot.
Yeah. That's his thing. And that's also, it's a great story. Like, I was like, wow, that is so cool. Like that really gives him an interesting insight. And his whole thing is like, I now want to bring those teachings to the world and help other people learn what I learned. And so he has kind of built this empire, really. And I probably about a year ago, 2 years ago, things started percolating that were troubling. The first one being the plagiarism.
So was that, was the book the plagiarism or what was the plagiarism?
I think most of the plagiarism was on social media.
Okay.
So he like literally just took people, he just took people's content like verbatim and used it.
ChatGPT, my guy, what are you doing?
I mean, if you're at that level, like you really can't even be using ChatGPT. No. Like at this point, like everybody knows, it's really obvious, you know? And I think what's like a little bit more insidious is that, okay, so there's the plagiarizing thing. Like he made a mistake. He never admitted it, never talked about it. His approach has just been to like, not even deny, just like move on. He also does like seminars and things like that. Talks where he charges quite a bit of money.
A lot of these guys, I don't think people understand how much these guys charge. We're talking like $50,000 to $100,000 per speaking engagement.
Right. Like from the actual corporation or whatever.
Yes.
Right. But if you're like the writer of this article, for example, he, as part of his research, went to a Jay Shetty like event. It's $100 to just go, which is, you know, like not that bad. You actually would think it'd be more. But then it is $500 to get like the extended talk. So you get, you're invited to an event beforehand that's a meditation. And then $600 to have a meet and greet afterwards where you stand in line to get him to sign one of his books.
Yeah, can I just
pause there? You know, it's upselling, like
meet and greets. If you ever pay, you've never done one, have you?
No.
Please stop idolizing people.
I might have
paying
though,
to see someone.
But that's part of like where we're going with this.
Yeah. But
because that's how he's making a lot of money. And it turns out, so he's very
I should clarify. Paying to meet someone like a meet and greet. Paying to go and see something like a concert or a, that's
right.
What I'm saying, but to pay extra to go and meet someone, like they're no more important than you.
Yeah, like they it's should the pay extra you. Thing.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, and so like none of that in and of itself is like that insidious. Like, yeah, these guys charge a lot of money, but this new piece that came out a few days ago is really damning. And it remains to be seen. And again, this is in a Guardian article. So this is not like, I'm not making this up. It's not hearsay. That's my source of this. And so the analysis of it was in this Kia's World YouTube piece. And she interviews the author. And basically, he discovers that Jay didn't like this whole event. Allegedly, what he wrote is that this event where he had an epiphany, it might have happened, but he actually was involved with the Hare Krishna movement from like when he was a child. And so he's been like deeply involved with that group for a long time. He's never said one thing about it. That group is very problematic for a number of reasons, but their leader was like arrested for sexual assault
Oh.
and they groom children. Like there's, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And interestingly, he's never mentioned, it also, that kind of like might ruin his story a little bit. All
Yeah.
right. And then he claims that he was a monk living in an ashram for 3 years. Where he was a monk was actually in the English countryside. And it was actually like a manor that was transformed into like living quarters. And it basically was a form of spiritual learning facilitated through his religious contacts. And that's where he was. He wasn't, he went to India, here and there, but he didn't live, he wasn't in like deep isolation in India for 3 years. And he said that he didn't know like who the president was during this time. There's no way that can be true. So that's interesting. Like, okay, so his origin story isn't quite the soundbite that
Yeah.
it sounded like. But then I think the thing that bothers me the most is that you can see this on his website still. So he's offering this life coaching, like management, not PhD, but like a master's in life coaching. And it is $8,000, I think, for 6 months.
Okay.
And he says that afterwards, credits from this program can be transferred to a number of universities that they work with. And you can actually continue on and get like a master's in and tack this onto that. And he lists like, I think, five or six universities. So this journalist, of course, called those schools,
Easy thing to
and
do.
none of them have any idea. None of them have ever contracted to work with Jay Shetty, allegedly.
And that's still
They literally were like,
is it still on this site after
two of
that?
the five of them were take three of the three of them were taken down. Two of them are still on there,
Okay.
bafflingly. His lawyers have come out, luckily the Guardian is protecting this journalist, but his lawyers have been, basically fighting with the Guardian and denying everything and kind of backtracking a lot of things that he said as fact. And they're kind of doing a lot of, well, that's not actually like what he meant, but so he's charging a lot of money for this program. And what he's saying it delivers isn't actually true.
Right.
And it's actually, I don't know the details of this, so this is allegedly, but from what I understand, it's an MLM type structure. So it's like a pyramid,
Yeah.
which is also troubling. And things like, and again, this may apply to any kind of person that's offering a course, but he has a full-time employee whose job is to sell the course. He's not, he's, he works on commission. This person works on commission,
Okay.
100% commission to sell the course. So he doesn't care that you're, let's say you come to me and you're like, you know what, I have $5 in my bank account, but I'm gonna go into debt and take this course because I think it's gonna turn my life around. And you've had a history of like business failures or whatever,
Yeah.
so you really shouldn't be doing it. They won't care at all. They'll try to
Right.
sell you the course
Of
because
course, they want to.
it's. That's the only way he's getting paid. It's like things like that that are just, I don't really believe in canceling people. I think that, he's not going to go to jail for this, nor should he. But it just shows you, like, this is somebody who I just am thinking back to when I first started following him. And this is back, like, for me, this is back when, like, Rachel Hollis was in her prime, if you know who Rachel Hollis is. That's another person I just think is so fascinating. Jenna Kutcher, it was probably like 2 years before the pandemic when all these people started coming up. Ed Milet. And I was so into them and I just was like very naive and really thought their credentials were kind of unimpeachable. And now, the truth is coming out about so many of these people. Like Rachel Hollis had a massive implosion. Jay Shetty now, Jenna Kutcher apparently, allegedly. And it's just, it makes me sad for like my younger self. And it makes me sad for people who are looking for something to believe in. And like, life is really hard. And I think when you're younger, you kind of just want somebody to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You want somebody to be like, this is what you do to be more comfortable. And you just kind of want to believe it. But it comes at a, it can come at a huge cost. And I think it really shows the danger of just like blindly following gurus on social media. The truth is like, we don't know anything about these people. And it's the same as blindly following an influencer.
I mean, I gave up idolizing celebrities and people a long time ago. Maybe it's because I was a bit jaded from what I saw in the music business.
You're also more of a cynical person, I feel like. Like, you like to look for the...
Yeah, I
you like to be contrary.
I'm kind of like, prove it to me first.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, you know, because you mentioned Ed Milet, who I really like his content. Does it matter how someone got where they are, if what they're actually putting out into the world is good? Like, if people are, if someone like Jay or Ed Milet is genuinely helping people, does it matter what they did before then to get where they are?
Well, I think the key word in that is genuinely. So I don't know that they're genuinely helping people. And that's what makes me sad. I think Jay Shetty is 100% running a business. I think he's a very, very good businessman.
They're definitely running a business.
I don't think Jay Shetty is trying to make the world a better place. I think he is a grifter, and that's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. Yeah. But like, I will not follow him. I think he's just preying on people. He's a very, very good businessman, and he has set up, you know, a machine.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's preying on like rich white people, you know, and this may just blow over because people don't want to see it. They're just like, no, I don't want to believe it.
Well, that's the thing though, is that they might let it slide because they like what he's doing, and they feel it's helping them. So that's where I get a little bit kind of like, all right, if they haven't done anything wrong, like there's no children have been hurt, no sexual assaults or anything like that.
Right.
People will do what it takes to get to the top sometimes. And I'm not condoning that because it's not something I would do. That's probably why I'm still where I am in life, because I refuse to do that. I'll do things the hard way. But if the content these people are putting out is actually good and there's things that we can take from it, you know, is that a bad thing that they're where they are now?
I just feel like if somebody lies about their backstory, like I don't trust anything he's saying.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not good anymore because I'm like, well.
Well, it's interesting. So there's a guy, Andy Elliott. He's popped off on social media fairly recently. He actually modeled a lot of what he does on Ed Milet's stuff. And he, I believe, admits that. You can even hear it when they talk. He came from a background from the car business. And there was a whole story behind him, the dealership he was at, he was the GM at. They were running all these fraud scams. They got busted. He was a cooperating witness and was let off.
Mm-hmm.
And then started this coaching business, supposedly. And there's been nothing to believe otherwise.
But is he honest about all that?
He's mentioned it occasionally. He said, you know, I realized what I did wrong, and I've, you know, reset my life, and I've restarted. So
I respect that so much more.
Right.
He's not like he said, you know, it's not like his story is, I worked at a car dealership and I crushed it and I just was so good.
Right.
And then one day I had an epiphany. I have to help people and teach them the sales strategies I learned in the car business. And so I renounced all of that and I'm now here to help you. Like that, I think is such
right. There's a little bit of that. I really like him. I like what he's doing. I haven't paged to do anything with his stuff. They're a little bit aggressive for me in terms of how that, you know, the culture and everything. I really like it though. I like the framework of it.
Yeah.
And it seems to be effective. But he came from a bit of a shady background, mm-hmm. supposedly, and he talks about it a lot. Like they sold all of their belongings, moved into a small apartment, rebuilt from the, you know, from the beginning, built this coaching business. And I think that they're doing, you know, 9 figures annually.
Unfortunately, me now would be really skeptical.
Yeah. And I've always
it makes me sad.
I've always viewed it through that lens. And to be honest, if you want to know anything about anything, if there's someone you read, and this is
look him up on Reddit.
Reddit,
yeah,
always my first point, because you'll find something and be like, oh, I should look into this. But again,
is he on there?
Yeah, and that's how I found out about this actually. Yeah. And then I looked at the, you can even see the deposition papers and everything. Yeah. So
that's why you really can't lie anymore, because it's like
I don't idolize anybody though. That, you know, you're not going to get me paying $1,000 to do someone's course or. Right.
There's a difference between hearing things on social media, yeah, and even just like reposting it or being like, wow, like that makes my day better. Yeah. Okay. But I think it really is sad when like people start really becoming brainwashed and manipulated into parting with thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I've always liked about Gary Vaynerchuk, that he's not charging people for his content.
And I believe that he really is who he says he is. Yeah. I know people don't now,
he's from around here. We know that. Yeah. We know the story is real.
Yeah.
But he's never charged anyone for anything. Mm-mm. And, you know, he's started the V Friends and things like that, where yes, he's making money off of it. But
it's through his company, Banner Media. Yeah.
And it's actually helping the people who purchased those NFTs. They're making money too. So it's not like this, you know, what you see from these other guys and girls. So,
and he's allowed, I mean, people are allowed to make money. Like,
yeah, there's no,
listen,
no
get
reason.
Your bag, like nothing wrong with it. But it's just, if you're disingenuous about it, that's where I just feel like it's snake oil sales.
I think the lesson is, and perhaps we've just been burned too many times at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we're maybe a bit too, because as contrarian as I can be, I do see the good in people, so I will overlook things, and sometimes I will let my guard down and kind of think something better of someone than I should.
Yeah.
But perhaps we've just been burned too many times, where it's like, you need to look into who you're listening to. But I will caveat, I go back and forth with it, because there is stuff that I've heard Jay say that, yeah, that's really good. I really believe that. And that's helped me, you know? So I'm like, well, does it really, as long as I am not letting who they are influence who I am.
And don't think that for one minute that like he invented the things he's saying. Like,
that's the thing.
It's almost like, don't worship him as a god for like being the original person to say these things. Like, the things he's saying are platitudes.
Yes.
They're as old as time.
Yeah.
He's just a very smart businessman, and he's using it to his advantage. So listen, like, the things he's saying are good, because they've been said before in personal development. It's a thing.
Listen, if you and I were to coach people, and I suggested we do this in one episode where we coach each other through a situation.
Yeah.
We will say the same thing in different ways.
100%.
Well, there's only, it's like music. There's only so many chords.
Only so many
things you can do. So it's just a way of saying something that resonates with people. And that's sometimes why people will gravitate to certain chords. Like, you probably gravitate to different people because what they say resonates with you, even though they're saying the same things. It just hits you differently, and whoever you're with. So
yeah. Like, another one is David Goggins. I haven't looked at him up on Reddit yet, probably because I can't like bear to, but I'm probably one of the very few women who, I like actually love him. I don't know. I'm sure there's some insidious like truth behind what he's doing, but like at this moment in time, I actually believe that he's been really honest about his background and his like origin story and like what he's trying to do. Which I really respect. And that's why I was, before he even had, I think he had like, when I started following him, he had like 200 followers on Instagram. It was actually after his first book came out. Nobody knew about him. And he was on somebody's podcast. I was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. Just his story and like what he's gone through, assuming it's all, you know, but like, he's not saying, you know, he's in the Marines. Like, the things he's saying are things that he learned in the Army. Like,
exactly.
They're not that groundbreaking, but like, for whatever reason, it just resonates with me. I haven't been in the Army, so I've never heard that.
Perfect example is, on, I think it was on Monday of this week, the Diary of a CEO, there was a former CIA spy on there, and he's created this whole business training business leaders and stuff around what he did. But to your point, it's not like he's the only spy that's ever existed. He's just figured out a way of making money from it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so it's just really about being careful. And I think I mentioned it on a few weeks back, but it was something this guy said has really stuck with me. That, and he's been on the Diary of a CEO 3 times now, and he was saying, "I love Steve, the guy who hosts it. I've been on there 3 times, but you have to remember, they're selling a product. The podcast is a product, so they need to get people need to say things on there to get eyeballs and ears on the episodes, and the truth is unsexy. So you're gonna find that they gravitate towards, even though they might be good intent, they're gonna gravitate towards a story versus the truth.
Yeah, and these big podcasts also, like, they're not just like randomly selecting people to be on their podcasts. I mean, it's like a show. You have to pitch yourself. Like, it's a whole machine. Mm-hmm. And I think people don't really realize that. They just think it's like, you know, a chat.
It's not like us.
Excuse me? Yeah. We're a machine. You wouldn't believe the number of interview applicants I have on this desk right here. It's right over there. It's a big pile of paper.
Yeah, I see those. Yep. You might see it too.
A lot of people want to be on this podcast. A lot.
But yes, it's a business. And it's all a business. The books, the courses.
It's a brand. It's a brand.
Yeah.
Like Jay Shetty is a brand now and a machine. Yeah. And so this article is really damning. It's going to be interesting to see. My prediction is that he will not say a thing.
No,
and
I
his
don't
lawyers
think
will keep this at bay. And
yeah, I don't but think this, it will hurt him.
This journalist is digging deeper.
Well, I mean,
now,
here's the thing, though: is you've got very successful, wealthy people that are paying these people to coach them and help them.
Yeah,
and I don't think they would be doing it if it wasn't working. You know, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
but is it working?
Like, I mean, I feel like it would have to.
I don't know.
You know, unless we're implying that everybody's stupid and can't figure out if they're being taken advantage of. You know,
it's a woman, Ed Milet, coach, died.
Really?
Yeah. I won't go into those details.
I'll look at that. Okay, I'll look that up.
You can look it up. Okay. And again, that's not 100% on him.
Right.
Right? Because she had autonomy and choices.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I mean, he's a great example. I love so much of what he says. And I know there's some background. I don't know how he made his money or whatever. He got into finance business, I guess. That MLM. I prefer some MLM stories about him.
It's a little.
So, but it's like, all right, but what he's saying really resonates with me, and it falls in line with all the other things I've read and studied. So,
but would you do? I think he offers private coaching sessions for. This is allegedly, and I don't know for sure, but I believe it's somewhere around $3,000 session.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Like, would you pay for that?
If I had the means, maybe. But here's the thing. Well, probably not. Here's the thing. I don't know if anybody is worth that much money per hour when there's people starving on the streets, right? Like, as much as I want to be very wealthy, do we really need to be making that much per hour? Like, is our time really worth that much?
Yeah.
That he's partnered with someone. Brad, I hope you heard that. Otherwise, you just saw me jump for no reason. Brandon Bouchard, who's another high performance coach, right?
Yep.
So he's partnered with him on this growth day that Brennan started.
Yeah, they're all like part of
it. Yeah, so I've like been resisting, but he's really been pushing it on his podcast that I do listen to, Ed. Mm. So I signed up for it today just as a trial, and I've done it for, it was just today, but I'm going through it and I'm like, I'm already doing this, you know? So people, there's a danger of becoming reliant on things.
Because you just want the answer.
Yeah, but it's like, really, the answer is I'm already doing it. Yeah. It's just about being consistent with it. Like, I already kind of journal. I don't journal as much as I should, so I should start doing that more. But I'm already meditating. I'm already thinking about these things during the day.
You're already in this world. Yeah. You're not like, you know, on the plains of
complete
neophyte.
Here's a question. If we were to monetize the services and the things that we specialize in, hence this show.
Yeah.
I mean, one, we're not really coming at it from a story perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would just be on. I just would be honest, and I would not claim to be able to like transform people's lives.
I mean, honestly, though,
but if that's what you have to do, then I wouldn't do it.
But like, I can generally say I have transformed people's lives in the health space, you know. But that's what I would go on. I wouldn't lean on my personal life story, you know. What,
yeah, well, if you do, you better make sure it's real, make sure it's and good, watertight. I guess. But yeah, it's dangerous, like, because then you're the brand.
Yeah.
That's what happened, you know, with Rachel and Dave Hollis. Yeah, it's dangerous. But it's a really interesting subject, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. No, and I mean, it's something that's, like, it's a space that has really, in the past, like, 10 years or so, it has just gone from this nascent industry to become something completely else.
It is great that people are looking for the answers. They do feel like they're not living their life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. But I think, it's, you need to take accountability to yourself of there's no hero that's coming to save me.
Yeah.
Only I can save myself. So yes, it's good to take information, and I'll take information from anybody, people I have differing life views on, world views on. As long as what they're saying is, you know, a good content, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, you know, hitch my wagon to them because they've said
right. And walk around being like, well, you know, so-and-so said this, so it must be true.
Right.
You know.
And that's why it's good to, and I think that's probably why I'm okay with listening to all of, you know, I was just listening to Jay Shetty's podcast today, as I said before we started recording. But I listen to 6 or 7 others on a more regular basis. So I'm getting so many different things. And then you kind of start picking out, okay, everyone's saying this. Maybe I should look at that and start trying that out. And that's ultimately where you pick, you experiment, you see what works. And then you take it from there instead of just being like a devout, you know, it's like Wim Hof, you know, being a devout Wim Hof person. I don't know anything about the guy, to be honest, outside of what he's teaching.
Yeah.
I don't know his background or anything like that, but it's,
I think even he has been, there's something sketchy about him too, I think. We'll have to look up on Reddit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it's all on Reddit.
Yeah. We'll do a group Reddit dive.
I love Reddit.
So I think to wrap up, the overarching theme is don't take what you hear at face value or read at face value. Don't hero worship. The only person that can save you is you.
Absolutely.
And you need to take the time to look into these people. And you might get duped a few times.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're doing things with the best intentions, there's not much more you can do.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's it.
You broke first.
If you liked this, if you're listening and you liked this little deep dive, we can do more things like this where we deep dive, you know, certain aspects of wellness or certain brands. Because I do consider, you know, these people to be brands. Oof. I don't think
Is the Oprah with Weight Watchers?
We can deep dive that. Yeah. I'd love to deep dive that. I actually saw a quote from Kate Winslet today. She was interviewed and somebody said, you know, Ozempic is now like causing this trend of people just not to be interested in food. And she was like, I think that's absolutely horrible. She's like, that's why I'll never take Ozempic. She's like, I want to eat. I was like, yeah, girl.
Good.
Yeah, I love her. I think she's great. But
All right.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you give us 5 stars. You subscribe. Ooh. Nothing less than 5 stars.
Nothing less than 5 stars.
Please.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to the ashram now and get in a little meditation sesh.
See you in 3 years.
See you in 3 years, everyone. All ta-ta. Right. Bye.
Bye.